Portland Development Commission Budget Committee for the purpose of approving the fiscal year 2015-16 budget. The Budget Committee members received copies of PDC's budget and an approval change memo on Thursday, May 21st. Gina, would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. I'm now calling for a motion to consider the changes to the proposed budget as presented in the change memo and Exhibit A. Do you need to describe any of those for us, gentlemen, or I know you did before, or answer any questions that the council has about changes? We discussed earlier the changes in the general fund budget, which are then mirrored in the PDC budget. That is, that tax increment funds will be used to pay $150,000 towards the river access project, $638,000 towards the Lansu Chinese Garden repair, and $603,000 towards the repair and replacement of the Charles Jordan roof. That will enable general fund funding of the inclusive startup fund at $500,000 and the PDC community development fund at $891,000. So the council reviewed all those changes on the general fund side a few minutes ago. I think we're clear on those.
Is this time for a question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we're here for questions. You have the memo, so we're here.
At your service.
The May 21st memo?
Yes.
Yep.
Mr. Executive Director, under my name, number one, about the status on the Multnomah County Health Headquarters, do I read this as you will be extending the timeline for final installment, but it is conditioned on this being for a county health headquarter and not for some other purpose?
Yeah, that's correct. Since the last meeting, I've had a chance to check in with the county on this, and by what they tell me is they plan to proceed with that project. So it doesn't seem to be
okay.
Anything else.
And if for some reason they choose not to,
yeah,
for whatever reason, then it would come back to us for further discussion, right?
Yeah, I mean the overall money involved, I think it's still an agreement between PDC and the county related to changes to the River District many years ago and other things, and so we would want to help them find another project that was TIF eligible. But yeah, we would be able to come back and talk about what that project is.
But let's just be clear. I know we're beating a dead horse here, but the dirt that I threw in was contingent on it being a 30% eligible project, not some other project.
Yeah.
So separate and apart from the TIF that they are entitled to by virtue of the overall deal on urban renewal, the dirt is contingent on it being a 30% set-aside eligible project.
That's a deal between the city and the county.
We're clear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just so you're aware, it doesn't impact anything, any budget, that issue right now, but we have agreed actually to resolve an outstanding $9 million payment that we made to the county and downtown waterfront, kind of a similar type of agreement, but 10 years ago that they've been unable to use. We will actually transfer that obligation to River District and transfer a similar obligation back to downtown waterfront. So our contribution to the county health headquarters building will be $9 million more, and then we will no longer have an obligation in downtown waterfront to the county. So we're working on updating our IGAs, but that's an agreement in principle. So.
Okay. Other questions for Chair or team from PDC? Okay, so then that's the change memo includes the amendments as described and as we've discussed. Are there any individual amendments to this memorandum from commissioners that anyone wants to propose now? Okay, hearing none. Then we'll thank the three of you, call for public testimony if there is any. On the budget as proposed and on the amendments that are before us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Ann Schwab.
Okay, Mary Ann. You get to sing solo this afternoon, it looks like.
Good. Maybe we can turn off the blanky blank clock.
Well, no. We're not going to start that practice. Who knows where that would lead, but we'll be at least relatively.
Nice try.
Calm. I'll push your luck.
Yeah. Nice try.
Thank you. Oh, we get it.
Okay.
Oh,
this is serious stuff. I want to talk about Washington High School, PDC budget, the park budget. We've been at this since 2004. We've been in queue now for since a good 30 years. And I understand Fix Our Park. I'm really thrilled we're fixing parks. I can understand waiting another 10, 15 years to get it constructed. But we are at risk of losing our land facing Southeast Morrison. That's open space right now. Back in the 90s, they upped it to RH when the building was empty, this Washington High School. And back in the same period of time, St. Francis Park was there. Lots of changes going on. Portland Public Schools went down to the planning and tried to up it to an EX. It's been 9-10 months. They finally came to Portland, the Buckman Neighborhood Association, and they let us know. They didn't get in touch with us because they barely got it in public hearing time by March 30th. They lowered it to CM3. We don't want that. We want open space for our children to run and play. I was hoping to get here in time to beg for $1 million of your $40 million surplus. But I'm also aware, and I have documents to prove it, we had $5.1 million in queue with PDC for the projected costs funded by TIF within the Central City East Side. And also, we have the million, now with their record, it's $985,000 in queue, and that is due to expire in June of 2017. So short of my going out with a bake sale, how can I get another $1 million to buy this land? We have many, many millionaires with deep pockets, deeper than mine, that maybe would want to leave something behind for the children they never had. Let's try to keep the open space. In your own comp plan, you need at least 10 acres for community centers. And Commissioner Fritz is right. They're $10 million. It's a lot of money. But we have been tap dancing around and coming down here again and again just to keep a swimming pool open. There are 7 inner southeast neighborhoods that started out to be HCD model cities neighborhoods way back in the late 70s, early 70s. I've been at this long, trying to meet the needs of our kids in the inner city. I've given you my document. I don't know what else I can do. I have the history of who bought what was paid for, you name it. I can bury you in paper if that's what you want. But I'm not going to spend my ink doing it. I'll give the copies down to Oni, and maybe they can print them for you if that's what you need. So, again, I'm here asking for assistance. Seriously, I don't want to lose that land facing Morrison Street. Please help me with this. I'm begging you to help me, not just for me, but for the generations to follow. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
This is not technically comments to the budget, but can we engage?
Yeah, no, I'd like to
talk about it. It is budget. Yours are.
I'm doing you a service by opening
thank you.
It up. I'm not arguing.
I thought you were teasing me. All right.
I'm not arguing with you. Okay. I'm pleading your case. Mary Ann has also raised this with me because I have some institutional memory of the option we created, we negotiated with Portland Public Schools once upon a time when there were some other moving pieces, including the potential acquisition of Washington Monroe High School and potential funding and some potentially staged for a new community center. Without getting into the merits of this, because I don't have the records to verify what the position is, what I would simply ask Mayor and Commissioner Fritz is that we pull the records that Parks has relating to this transaction, because I do remember negotiating. It might have been around the time that we, during one of the episodes where we gave some general fund money to Portland Public Schools during a dip. And I do remember this being negotiated. I do remember this being a council priority. I don't remember what the commitment was, other than having an option. And an option of first refusal doesn't necessarily commit us to doing anything, but I would ask that those documents be retrieved so we can at least revisit the question well in advance of the expiration of the option date and then decide as a council how we want to proceed. That's separate and apart from the merits of the issue.
That expires June of 2017, by the way, and I have those resolution numbers.
We have the records, Commissioner. I'd be happy to have a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so but the property is not that's an option that the city has until 2017, is that right? So the parcel can't be sold by the school district during that time unless
that could be subject to an option.
There are two people, that's what the notes that I hand you. There are two parties of interest bonding that property right now. Already one has filed a right of first refusal on it because they know the city has no money.
Okay, but that, I'm sure there are lots of people who'd like to buy that property, but the point is, my point, my question is,
can it
be sold to anybody else but us during this time?
All we negotiated was the option of them coming to us and saying, you can match.
So they have to come to us first.
And okay. I told Sarah King that if necessary, it's just a piece of paper. I will ask the council to sign another intergovernmental agreement. We can keep signing them again and again and again just to keep it on hold. And then maybe put a community garden there for right now. Maybe fence off a dog park. Let's start putting some people on that open space. You're already getting $50,000 for the next 5 years for the teacher's parking lot. So, I mean, we're doing what we can. Please help us.
And Mary Ann is exactly right. It's a matter of the money to buy it and to develop it.
I know. There's a millionaire out here that could do it. They could just write the dump blanket blank check.
One thing I want to make sure we don't forfeit is acquiring it through an option of a right of first refusal just gives us the control of the site. Doesn't mean we necessarily exclusively develop the site, but there is an upside to this site, some blend of community needs, park needs, and other things. I just want to make sure that if our option expires, it expires because we've consciously decided that under no circumstances there are housing, parks, or other community benefit that we want to pursue.
Right.
Well, Commissioner, it would take additional general fund money to be able to buy it because we currently don't have the system development charges to be able to buy it.
I understand that.
Sure.
But
the good Band-Aid, the good tourniquet is just renew that right of first refusal. In meantime, I'll have a bake sale.
I'd settle for just having the documents.
Yeah, and I appreciate, Mary Ann, I appreciate you highlighting the issue. I think we can do better than Band-Aids and tourniquets and any other metaphors we want to use. We have a very highly developed partnership with Portland Public Schools that includes...
No, it's frazzled. We can talk later.
Hang on. Well, we'll talk later. Let me talk now, though.
Okay.
We have a highly developed partnership with Portland Public Schools that includes the City of Portland paying for really important things like school resource officers. So we're not without leverage in this conversation, and I'm happy to make sure that the five of us are focused on not losing any good opportunities because they're not making any more land. So... appreciate your careful vigilance over this issue.
I'll be back.
I'm sure you will. Thank you. All right. Anyone else to speak on this? Okay. So I'll now entertain a motion to approve budget adjustments.
Second.
Further discussion. Roll call on approving the budget adjustments as shown in Exhibit A of Resolution 7116.
Fritz.
Why are we doing Fritz?
Because I'm position number one, and it's the PDC budget, not the council order.
Wow,
you are always in position number one in my book. But I just was since I've been used to being the first, I was just inquiring as to why we're changing the order.
She could get you. Okay.
Okay. Can I say one thing more?
We're already in motion, so let us proceed. Let us proceed here.
Frankly, I just wait to be called Commissioner Fish. Just do as I'm told.
What is it about Fish and Fritz? I know there's some things that are distinguishing characteristics, but we do get confused a lot. So.
It's easy to do.
Local Rose Festival. This is the book.
Okay,
thank you. That's my comment.
Thank you.
Very much appreciate the work of the Portland Development Commission, your accommodation of many of the council's requests, including the funding, handling the ongoing funding for VOS and Southeast Works. Now that's great. The partnership on figuring out how to fund use tax increment financing for where appropriate, and then general fund where appropriate. I think it's getting to the best of both worlds. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Yes, thank you, Patrick and senior team. Thank you to the chair and the leadership for the time you spend with us at this time of the year to get it right. I would highlight a couple of things. I'm very grateful for the deep commitment to affordable housing in North McAdam. And I also appreciate within the framework of the new strategic plan, the additional emphasis we'll be placing on the creative economy as a potential driver, as one of the clusters we'll be looking at. And beyond that, this is our last vote on the budget, so I will be brief. Aye. Thank you.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank the PDC Commission and its chair and the staff of the PDC. Please vote aye.
Novick.
I'm thankful that I didn't have to take up as much of your time discussing the budget as I did discussing the urban renewal boundary changes earlier in the year. Thank you very much. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Patrick, and your team for great work. I appreciate it, especially Patrick's fervor about this inclusive startup fund and his real creative solution to making sure that we fund it. So that came from a place of commitment to the goals that we have in this strategic plan and that we have for PDC, and that both our board and our executive director share with the council, and making sure that we are really working on shared prosperity, not just surfing the wave of growth and investment that's coming our way otherwise. So thank you for that commitment philosophically and for a great budget for a great organization. Aye. And now a motion. Now a vote on the budget as amended, please. Roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And the Budget Committee of the Portland Development Commission is adjourned. Thank you. And we're done. Thank you all.
What does an invitation to the Vatican look like?
Well, so far it's just an email, but apparently it's something very, very fancy in the mail soon.